Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
94.7 The Wave. Good Friday morning. I'm Pat Prescott. Happy to be joined by a dear friend of the radio station. He's a winner of Last Comic Standing Season 3. He's got two great comedy specials that you can check out right now all over the place. And he also was a part of this week's Justice Now. I want to welcome Alonzo Bowden. And thanks, Alonzo, again for joining us on the comedians panel with Tommy Davidson and George Wallace.
I absolutely love doing that, Pat. Thank you. Thanks for having me. And you know, Pat, with technology, we keep getting closer, right? Because we were on Zoom. Now we're on the phone. One day I'm actually going to get back into the studio. I don't know when it's going to be legal, but I'm going to see you soon.
Exactly. I know a lot of your fans would like to see you too. You know, this is one of the things that has hit me the hardest, you know, in this whole pandemic, in terms of things I miss, you know, is comedy, because especially now, at times like this, we need comedy more than ever. And even though I'm watching a lot of it on TV and listening to a lot of it on the radio, it's all the old stuff. There's not a lot about the pandemic. That's the new material, and I assume that's what we're going to be hearing from you tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely. And it is difficult. I'll tell you the tough thing about being a comic right now. At times, simply being funnier than reality is the work. We have some things going on. Listen, the ongoing mask controversy, you know, is hilarious to me. Am I the only one who loves wearing my mask? Pat, I'm a large black man. I can wear a mask anywhere I go legally. Are you kidding me?
And
I've been waiting for this all my life.
Yeah, that's something you couldn't do.
I go to the bank with a welder's mask on.
We're talking to Alonzo Bowden this morning, and he is going to be performing in Escondido tomorrow. DriveUpComedy.com is where you can get all the information and get tickets for that, too. I think the idea of doing comedy shows at drive-ins is brilliant.
It's great. It is one of the ways that we're adapting. The Zoom shows are getting better, but to actually be there in front of people, this will be my first drive-in show. I think it's going to work well. I have some friends who do it, and they say the first time that the people laugh by honking horns and flashing lights scares you to death. But then once you realize they like me, they're not going to run me over. You know, once you get that in your head, then it's all good. So yeah. That's why I'm bringing Mal Hall. I'm putting him up first.
So if anyone
gets run over, I'll just report on it.
So tell us about the venue.
Well, you know, Pat, I wish I could, but I haven't been there. So I honestly can't tell you. I know that the park, it's a huge park in Escondido, but I'm not sure if I'm going to be, like, in the park or in the parking lot. Listen, Pat, you know my agent. Put me in the street, collect the money. That's all he cares about.
All they have to do is give you the date, and you just put the address in the MapQuest, huh?
Don't say MapQuest and have these kids Googling MapQuest. You know, Pat, you know they don't know what MapQuest was.
Exactly. I'm sorry. I should say Waze. Excuse me.
People, give them. Hey, I have fun. Let's give them all a Thomas Guide and see if anyone shows up.
Yes. I wonder, do they even know what a Thomas Guide is? If you have one, you probably should hold on to it because it's going to be worth something at some point.
Yeah. Remember those days? Remember? What page are you on? What page?
I'm going to tell you, when I first moved here, I had a bunch of friends who had a little luncheon for me, and each one of them gave me a different Thomas's Guide. And I was like, what is this madness? But I soon came to understand it. Now we don't even use it anymore.
I wonder what happened to that company, you know? That it's funny because you got to think that company, what, in the 80s and 90s, they were like, we're making a fortune. Everyone has to have a Thomas guide. And then one day we came up with Google Maps and your entire business is wiped out.
Yeah, that's true. I hope that they, did some work with GPSs or something, made that segue there. But, you know, speaking of that, it is really a lot of like what you guys are being forced to do right now. You kind of have to ask yourself, what is a comedian without an audience? And I know a lot of people haven't done any shows because of the fact that you can't get to get the audience is a big part of a comedy show.
The audience is a big part of it. Another thing is we don't get to work on the material. You know, normally I would be like, when I'm home, I'm in L.A., I'm going to the Laugh Factory, I'm going to the Improv, I'm going to little spots, and I'm doing my material, working on a new 10 minutes here, a new 5 minutes there for my show. Well, now we don't have that. So we're actually testing our jokes in front of the audience at the show. You know what I mean? There's no way to what we call run the jokes or run the set. We can't run the set anymore. We're doing it for you. Now, the good thing is the audience understands that. They appreciate us being out there trying to make it work live. So I think right now they're grading us on a curve, which is cool. they're not expecting fully polished, finished shows, because there's nowhere to polish it.
Yeah, I think that's only fair. So what is funny to you since the pandemic? What are some of the things you're going to be talking about tomorrow?
You know, as I said, the masks, the travel. You know, there was a time when you didn't want to talk to the person next to you on a plane. Now you don't want them breathing. Just sit there. Don't breathe. Just sit there.
You really don't
you
want
know,
them there.
We've got that. We have a lot. It's an ongoing thing. Homeschooling, I love. Just the idea of parents are trying to teach their kids, are you smarter than a fifth grader, has become a legitimate question for parents. And for most of them, the answer is no.
Maybe they should just spend the whole time playing that game, and then they could all learn together. You know?
I will tell you this, when this pandemic ends and the teachers ask for a raise, parents are going to give them whatever they want. After putting up with their own kids at home, parents are going to be like, I don't care what that third grade teacher wants, you pay her. She puts up with 20 of these kids at a time.
Well, I'm so looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. Kit Carson Park in Escondido. Go to driveupcomedy.com to get your tickets. $40 per vehicle. That means, you know, if you can get, the more people you can get in your car, the less it's going to cost you to see Alonzo Bowden tomorrow. But a portion of the proceeds are going to go to the Boys and Girls Club there, too, which I think is fantastic. You can find out all things Alonzo Bowden on his website, alonzobowden.com, and that's B-O-D-D-E-N. And, you know, right now, Alonzo, more than ever, we need the laughter. So I thank you for being so brave to come out of your house and expose yourself to all of us just to make us laugh.
Absolutely, Pat. I look forward to it. And I look forward to getting back to the studio.
Yes, we're going to make that happen as soon as it's nice and sanitized over here and all the little germies have gone away. Hopefully that'll happen very soon in the new year.
And now, Pat, I'm just going to ask you one question and you got to give me an answer. Can't play it safe.
Okay.
Lakers or Clippers?
Oh, that
Lakers
is so hard, because I'm telling you, those teams are so good. I just want to see a good series, a tight series. I'm pulling for the Lakers, but I don't hate the Clippers. I don't understand that whole, like, you know, like them hate the other. I don't get it. What about you?
Well, I'm a Clipper
fan. Oh, you're
fan,
a Clipper fan. I know that. What am I talking about?
We want the opportunity to beat up our big brothers. We're looking forward to it.
Hey, listen, we'll see what happens. I tell you who's looking really interesting to me, though, is Miami. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they surprised everybody, didn't they?
Yeah, it's been great, really. The whole bubble has been great. The tennis has been great. And now football is back. So something to take our mind off of all those other things.
And we need it.
We need it.
Thank you so much, Pat. Thanks for having me on.
We need the laughter, and we're going to get it tomorrow from Alonzo Bowden. Be sure and check him out, driveupcomedy.com. Thanks so much for riding the wave to work with us today. We got a nice long set of music coming up for you next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.